Okay, so here we are. August already, folks. August prayer breakfast. Yeah, I chose this, and you know, believe it or not, if as we read through this, it is not just about Jesus getting angry. It's really a lot about prayer, believe it or not, because... And you notice I kind of put two little incidents together because I think they should be together. I don't think people just read, you know, when Jesus kicked out the money changers and all that, and then they just stop. And I'm like, I think there's more to it. In fact, if you read this whole chapter and the next one, you find out what some of those church leaders were really made of, and Jesus really exposed them, and they certainly didn't like it. But they deserved everything they got, and probably more.
Yeah, more.
But we're going to start here, and it says, Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out, he threw them out, okay? He just said, get out of here. He wasn't being nice to them, because they weren't being nice. All them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves or pigeons, whichever way, and said unto them, it is written. Now this part here, you got to get this too, because my house shall be called the house of prayer. The house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves. And in other versions it says robbers. So not only were these people, you know, using the temple as a storefront, but they were cheating the people. He didn't just say, you know, you guys are doing your business in the wrong place. He said, you're robbing people. So they were not only disrespecting, you know, the temple, They were mistreating and robbing the people. So these were not good folks. That's why Jesus did what he did. And you know, I quite frankly, guys, I get tired of, you know, we're all supposed to be members of the first church of let's always be nice. Well, I'm sorry, but you can't always be nice. You need to be patient and be good with your brethren and try to take care of things. But if people are off the ball, whether they're just off the ball and they need to just be reminded to get back on track, or if they're just bad, you can't just sit there and put up with it. You know? But then on the other hand, here we go. It says, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple. They knew who to go to. They didn't go to those phony leaders. They went to him. And he healed them. You know? Those other guys in the church, they weren't healing anybody. Now, could they? Or, you know, a lot of people these days say, oh, well, yeah, but that was Jesus. He could heal. And then, well, yeah, the apostles. But, yeah, they were the apostles. Well, none of that flies because, you know, it says in Mark, at the end of the book of Mark, these signs shall follow those who believe. It opens it wide open. It's not just for them. It wasn't just then. It's now. And, you know, one of these days we'll get to the point where we really believe it and we'll do it. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, they knew that he was doing some great things. They turned and said, oh, Jesus, this is great. We're really glad you're healing people. No, they didn't do that at all. And that's what makes it so bad. And the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. They were sore displeased. These guys did not like that. They were praising Jesus and said unto him, you hear what these people are saying? Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, yeah, yes, I do. Have you never read? And of course, most of them, they only read what they want to read. out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. And that just means, you know, children and babies. They're still being, you know, milk fed. Thou hast perfected praise. They really praise. If you want to really hear praise, listen to the young ones praise sometimes. Our kids sometimes are the greatest at praise, you know,
sometimes
because
they can say something just melts your heart.
They're innocent. Yeah. They're wonderful. And, you know, God wants us to be like that. We're all His children. We're all kids compared to Him. And He left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and He lodged there. He went to go rest. He's going to spend the night there. He walked out of there. He probably was so fed up with these guys. Now in the morning, as He returned into the city, He hungered. And that just kind of, you know how you might be in the morning, you want a little something. And when He saw a fig tree in the way, He came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it. Now, I'm not certain of why He did this. There are some theories. There are some theories, and that's more than we can really get into right now, because it would take us quite a long time to discuss that. He said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. Like, uh-oh, that tree doesn't have long. And we're going to see now it had literally no time at all. And presently, like right away, okay, He said it and the fig tree withered away. In other places talking about it dried up. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled. They're like, oh my gosh, did you see that? Saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Man, that didn't take long. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily or truly, I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, so you can do it too. That also means we can do it, folks, if it for some reason needs to be done. But also, if ye shall say unto this mountain, and he's looking at a mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Really? Yeah, really. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. If you pray and you have faith, you'll get it. Now, obviously, you're not going to ask for something really bad, right? But if we know that everything that Jesus says, He's like, according to Scripture, according to the Word, it is written, it is written. But when we pray, that gives us a real perspective. That, you know, when you pray, if you really just believe it, simply believe, really believe it, not just in an academic way, but you believe it, you're sure. It's like, okay, I'm going to make sure I know what I really want, because I'm going to get it, so I want to make sure I ask for the right stuff. You know, that's why I got to watch my, when I get angry about something, I got to not allow myself to curse and say bad things, because I don't want that stuff to happen. And our words are more than just words. You know why? Because we're spirit-filled. We're spirit-filled people, and our words carry power. Oh man, this guy's a mystic. No, I'm not. I'm a Christian. And our words carry power, and so we need to watch our words. But when we say good things and we pray according to the will of God, according to the written word of God, then we can have all kinds of stuff, wonderful things happening. And so, like I said, this is sort of, it's about Jesus taking a stand and not putting up with evil. It's about us not putting up with evil. And it's also about the power of prayer and the fact that we take it seriously. Jesus took it seriously. He took the fact that he was in the temple of God seriously. And he took it seriously that these people were mistreating God's people, and he wasn't going to put up with it. And neither should we. So, there you go. You know,